Recording through microphone now. Perfect. Hello, podcast. Hey. We're live on Facebook. How's it going?
It's good. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. How's everybody doing in Facebook land?
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Welcome, John Baskins of PowerShift RC
John
Technologies.
House.
Hi.
Hi.
We are recovering from a very long night and a long day of playing and laughing and watching TV. We have done nothing RC related, which is amazing. We've just kind of doing our thing, eating everywhere. We're going out to eat after this. Yeah. It's going to be great. Before I forget, shout out to Ben Gagne, Jerry White, Chris Ryland. I hope you guys are having fun at the Freeze Race.
They're racing, right?
In New York, yeah.
That's a big race, right?
It's a big race. And
good luck, boys.
I hope you guys are doing well and having fun, because that's what it's all about.
Yes.
And spreading the RC joy. So, dang, we are here. As you can see, we have something new in the background here and up in the corner. PowerShift RC has sponsored our show for the month of February.
And what?
And what that means is giveaways, giveaways, giveaways.
We're like big time.
You get something. You get something. You get something. Not you though. So
thank you, PowerShift. That's awesome.
Yep. Every live show, we're gonna ask a question, and whoever comes up with the right answer first, boom, gets it.
Trivia.
Yep. What is that? Is it not showing comments? Is it?
No.
Yeah,
it's
I got to
fix
that.
Watching.
Yeah, you got comments.
Yeah, my phone's ringing off the hook over here.
I'm going to fix it. We're live, so we can do what we want.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. So basically what's going to happen, I think, is when it went slid one way or the other, there they are. Baskins!
Hi.
Nick, get over there.
Mike, we got some people there here. Simone's
nope,
there.
That's off. There we go.
Chat.
What up, James? There we go.
Yeah, RC Media.
Eli Farnsworth. So,
woo-hoo!
Yeah, we're here, guys, so we're going to get this underway. We try and do a half hour, 45 minute show, but since John is all the way from Colorado
via North Dakota,
the ND is in the house.
He had to be there, but he will always be from North Dakota.
He'll always be.
And it will always be
4D.
We love you.
So, let's talk about the move. How was the move for you from North Dakota to Colorado?
It was quite long. It takes quite a bit of time and preparation. Moving states is never really fun.
No.
But we made it through and we're getting settled in now.
Yeah. Would you do you like Colorado? Is it nice out there? Does it look good?
The weather's fantastic.
Yeah. It's a little warmer than North Dakota.
The snow melts.
Just a little.
Just a little. All right, all right. That's awesome.
40-degree difference.
40-degree difference?
But that's like negative 40 up to zero.
Yes.
That's what he's talking about.
Yes.
For those that don't know.
It's still Colorado. Still chilly. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy's been wandering around Vermont in shorts and a t-shirt.
It's true.
It's been rather chilly. I mean, yeah, it was...
It's warmish today.
It was 40s. Warm. Yep. The wind was blowing, so we had a wind chill. But he's wandering around in shorts and t-shirt like it's his job. People are looking at him strange, and he's like, I'm fucking North Dakota, man. Yep. This is like summertime. Yep. So it was all good.
It was amazing. We went into Burlington right off. Tradition, when he came 2 years ago for Shred the Ledge, he's like, I'm hungry. When he got off the plane, I'm like, oddly enough, so am I. So I know a place. So we went to Country Cart Deli and got a Shiner.
And so good.
He got off the plane. He's like, I'm hungry. Guess where we're going? He's like, yes. So we did that, and then we stayed up. We hung out, did a second dinner.
Second dinner,
St. Albans. That was good. Stopped off to see Woody for a little while, then came home and just BS'd. So
I don't think the borough will ever be the same.
Right? He had royalty in there.
I mean, there's only a couple other people on my list that I'd like to have in the borough. Then the list is complete.
Yep.
And
the borough, what did they call that? Like the bucket list for the borough?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's nice. You have a nice set
the borough list.
Nice rigs.
Nice.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
So that will nice transition into nice rigs. We're going to pull this one up off the shelf for everybody. I promise it won't hit you in the head. All right. For everybody who doesn't know, this is now mine. FYI, it truly is. It's not me saying it's mine, and it's really not. But I got this from John. This is one of John's first ever builds, okay? Here, I can show that up there.
I'm going to bring this behind on you.
So that is the Dale Earnhardt Chevy, for those that don't know. So it's a hard body. And he has gone through this. When he got it back, he went through a big, like, trade to get this, right? Mm-hmm. And it was in the trade. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, check out this build. And I was like, mine? What? I'm like, mine. I don't care. I need to have it. I need to have that Chevy. Because we were just talking about having – I wanted a Chevy truggy style build. So it is in my hands, and it is mine. John, you want to talk about this a little bit? What was this? When did you do this? How old is this build exactly? You can pick it up and move it around if you want.
It's probably close to 6 years, 5-6 years for sure.
Wow.
It was when I was doing builds, I got contacted, and this is actually one of the first trucks I started for an individual, and ended up that kind of fell through. So I finished it, and there was a local guy that bought it.
Mm.
And it was actually one of the first fun ones I did that was a true truggy.
Yeah.
You know, I actually cut the rails off.
I'll show you guys in a minute.
On it. But it's gone through a few hands. You know, it's one of those trucks that's been floating around. He didn't use it for maybe a year or two. And then I seen the opportunity, and I was like, you know, it'd be pretty cool to have that truck again. And so I got it back, and then Trevor bombarded me.
I did. It's true. I did. So, I was like, mine. I got to have it. Is this held on with Velcro, the cab?
Yes.
All right. And the bed rails are actually bolted on to some frame rails in the truggy. Yeah, come over here, Woodchuck, so you can take a look at that. You can see the how it's truggy. You guys don't worry about it. These right here, I mean, it's a phenomenal build.
See what happens when you're on Woodchuck Live? Yeah. You get special up close stuff.
Yeah, and confusion.
A lot of confusion. No, we get lots of confusion on Woodchuck TV.
Yeah. Now, are those homemade links you have on there on some of them, it looks like?
Honestly, the links, the rear ones, look like they've been changed. It used to be Delrin.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. It's been a long time.
Links.
Mm-hmm. But, and, you know, people have put their own touch on it. But for the most part,
links don't really mean anything.
It was the same. Yeah. It was a silver truck with a black cage.
Okay.
So it's always, that has been kept. But
that's good. I like the green. You know, I'm a fan of green bodies. That's my favorite
green
color. Yeah, buddy. For those that will want to see pictures of it, I will take more pictures, detailed pictures of it. But I will get up and close personal so you can see the truggy here in the rear and how the bed rails are bolted on. This is going to be my Division 3 truck for Ultimate Scale Challenge New Hampshire because I don't have to run it, so I can go actually drive. So there you go, guys. That is one of John's first ever trucks he ever built. So it's now mine. You guys know I hold on to stuff. I have Randall's Jeep. I got a bunch of things that will be on a wall in the shop eventually where all these will sit. This one probably won't sit. This one will actually get used because, you know, I just want to drive it around.
That's
a cool looking truck for sure. We have been discussing a bunch of things. So what PowerShift Technologies has, I don't want to say exploded, but you have
exploded,
man. You're everywhere I go. There's John Baskins and PowerShift RCs. Here's his lights. Here's his winch. Here's his stuff. Here's this. Here's that. Like, you're doing so well and you're very successful in what you have achieved in such a short amount of time. What does 2018 for PowerShift look like? Like, what are you guys doing? Are you shooting for more? Are you maintaining? Are you pushing the envelope? What are you doing at PowerShift?
Basically, this year I'm looking to be adding a few more products and then also do my best at keeping inventory caught up and keeping stuff organized a little bit better. Because it can get overwhelming sometimes. But I have some new products that I want to start a new series. Trevor had this awesome idea with Blister the Night series. He came up with the Night Killer series, which is currently, and Blister the Night will be a new series that will also include light bars here.
Light bars.
I have.
You haven't done light bars before, have you?
No. But this.
Can you show that off up close to the camera, Woody?
I can't. You guys.
These are for Blister the Night series.
Yep, these will be the Blister.
These are brand new, never seen before. You're seeing them here first. John does phenomenal work. Scale hardware.
There's scale hardware in there.
Now go show the other two.
I'm coming, people.
Yeah, come on. Come on. The important one. Get it? There you go.
The important one.
It's fine. Mm-hmm. People see it. Yeah.
There's actually real bolts in there. People see.
So you're doing Blister the Night series, which will be these different style pods, light bars. See, those are different and too. So you show those off as well. What's the theory behind these? What are these going to be like? I mean, these things burn our eyes as it is. Like, I see little square blinky lights when I close my eyes when we do the 48-hour challenge. So what are these? Going to burn my retinas out?
These are just a more of a variation in style.
Okay.
So you'll get a different look. It's still, you know, bright lights are bright lights.
Yep.
But this, when they're not on, will give you a different look versus the current one.
All right.
Just to give some variety in that.
I like that.
And with these, you know, there's some different types of colors and things that I can better use using this style of light, basically.
Nice. So. Very nice. I love that. Any new winches on the mark? Anything? Are you going to maintain what you got?
The new ones that I just came out with, I will be working with those a little bit more. Mm-hmm. You mean you might see some V2s and V3s of those since they're early on, but that is pretty much the mark. There's going to be a few more, like I said, possibly V2s and V3s, but I really want to develop the whole winch cover sleeve thing that I kind of already started, so that will also be pushing in that direction.
That's freaking awesome. Speaking of awesome winches, for those who don't know, we got the STL EcoBoost here. You can't see it from this far, so Vanna is going to show that off. Tell them a little bit about that winch, buddy.
This was based on Shred the Ledge when I came to this event for the first time.
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was an incredible experience. To be honest with you, it was the toughest event that I've ever done. And it intrigued me a ton. And the usage of a winch that these guys were doing was unbelievable. So that's where the first Shred the Ledge winch came from. And then just from there, I always try to make sure and go back and just keep
updating
working,
it.
Working with trying to always make it better. So...
Because we're
this
tough on
the
these.
New V2
not
version.
Easy on these winches at all.
No.
Let me tell you guys, the quality of this winch.
Look at the case.
The build, the case.
Show off the case. Like, show it off in a non-blurry way.
There's not a lot of light over here.
I know. You'll be all right.
But yeah, this camera's not pulling that off with the light.
Yeah.
But this really is.
No.
The build quality is really incredible that piece right there.
That's what I wanted to bring to the table for these guys is the durability. These stuff takes incredible beating.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things that I've been working on.
Yeah.
But this would be the new V2. It is faster and stronger than the first one. Has a little bit more of a rigid case.
Yeah.
Hopefully pushing it a little bit more extra line because it seems like when you're out there for 15 hours.
The line seems to shorten every time as you're trying to go further with the winch.
That's true. That is true.
Yep.
So, they got a whole lot of line.
So that's the main focus in that.
That's awesome. So you guys can check out powershiftrc.com. for all the updates, all the lights, team drivers, winches, things that are coming up. He's working hard on getting that corrected and worked out, and so it's just kind of a free, easy moving thing.
Yep.
He, for those who don't know, John is a one-man show. And what I mean by that is John prints these up and builds these up, then labels these up, packages them up and then mails them out. Okay. That takes a lot of time when you have how many kids? You got 5 kids, right? Full-time job, family. So it does take a little time to get your stuff from John, but in the long run, he's trying to build you a solid quality thing that isn't mass produced, sent somewhere else to be shipped where he just has no issue or cares. Like, I got your money. Peace out. He gives you quality stuff. So make sure you guys give him the time he needs to get his stuff done and just communicate. That's the biggest thing, period. Just communicate with John. He's very receptive. He'll talk to you and, he'll make sure everything's right. And that's the biggest thing for
generally,
for him.
I work with most of your vendors.
True.
Yeah. You it's know, before talk. You freak out and yeah. decide to go yeah. Facebook crazy yep. on somebody, yep. Give them a minute to check their emails. This isn't everybody's full-time job. So mm-hmm. chill out.
Yep.
Give it a day or so. You know, they're tiny trucks. You're yeah, not going to die mm-hmm. because a light doesn't work.
Yep, exactly.
And if it doesn't work, the man's going to fix it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Any man's yeah. going to fix their product if it's not right. Give them time. Relax. Take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm. Woosah.
Woosah.
It's not red. It's just not registering. It ain't registering. No, you ain't listening.
No,
feel the dents? All right. Do you feel the dents? All right.
I like that.
So what's going on next is John and I have teamed up to do the RCECTTC build. So many initials. Basically, Radio Controlled East Coast Top Truck Challenge build, all right? Mm. For those that don't know, there's a whole competition going on over there where everyone's building a Top Truck Challenge truck that competed, okay? Didn't have to win, just needed to compete.
Just needed to be competed in any one of the
yep.
10, 12, 15 years that yep. event's been going on.
Yep.
Long time.
So I wanted to always have Don Brown's Willys. The first time I saw that with that, what, 502, 5 whatever, 5 bazillion 100-pound freaking motor in it, I always wanted this. And John's like, we'll work on it. So when we came up with the TTC competition that RC Four Wheel Drive is sponsoring, by the way, I said, I want to do this. He's like, let's do it. I just got the body. You guys that follow me saw that I posted it up. But this is the start of it. John has made this
gorgeous.
Yep. So we're going to be building Don Brown's beast.
This is
the start. I have to get it all running, all the running gear and everything else. I don't braze or weld. So once I get it all set where I want it, I send it to him and he's going to weld up all the cages and everything else. And then from there, powder coating, painting, and finishing up the build in a scale manner that will hopefully represent the one-to-one well. For those who have not seen it, go check out all the crazy builds guys are doing.
It is crazy out there.
Unreal what they have done with these trucks. I'm just like, hey, John, you're going to have to do all of that because I saw.
Yeah, I mean, people are Randy Redwood and I
yep.
are doing a build. And yep.
Chad's doing Quagmire with Ben.
It's going to be the quality and the insanity of the builds. People are really
– Doug.
Are going insane.
Brian.
And so go check those out because those are going to be impressive.
And just so you know, when I get my baby one – oh, look, I got a little one. Yeah. Be jealous. we're having fun. Let's see. What else have we got here? I wrote down that's good. We talked about that. We already talked about that. Do we want to do the giveaway now?
Why not? Do you have anything else before that?
I mean, we covered almost everything. The move, the truck, anything like that.
How generally cool of a guy he is.
I mean, if you want to.
I gotta say, kind of cool.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think your guys in North Dakota are going to miss you?
I hope so because I'll miss them.
You'll miss them? That's awesome. Yeah. For those that don't know, I went out to see John last year, and the group out in North Dakota are a great, great group. They were friendly. They were welcoming. We had fun. We picked on John a lot. I know we all thoroughly enjoyed that.
And that's usually what
his son Jake and I beat him. And was it Lee? Who was on your team?
Brian.
Brian, that's right. Lost to me and Jake. me and Jake were like, this is amazing. Why are you throwing my stuff, bro? Settle down. So we beat him. And then the bro, all right, I'll just tell this story real quick, okay?
Story time.
Story time. Story. Get a drink. Time. Bro's been trying to get me to do a Sorka event since I met him, right?
You know,
I do
Sorka. Over here.
Yeah, who is?
Lee.
Oh. And I was like, you need to, he's like, you got to bring one of your trucks. You can do the thing. I'm like, I'll bring Fat Carl. So I brought Fat Carl. And there was a lot of talk from somebody about how great of a driver he is and how much he was going to destroy me, like crush me like a bug, I believe is what he said. So we go out there. My servo's wanky. It's all right. Fat Carl's been in this mess before. So we went through the courses, right? And I thought I did pretty good. I'm like, my first Sorka event. The servo was cutting in and out. It was, eh, whatever. I had a great time. I really did. Then I watched John run his, and I was like, not as impressed as I thought I would be. But he did really good, you know. Then we pack up for the day. He does all the points and adds things up back at the house with Lee. So we're back there hanging out. And you hear, oh, crap. I'm like, what? He's like, I don't want to tell you. I'm like, tell me what? He's like, you beat me. I'm like, no. He's like, you actually won that defeat, that class. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, you won class one today. I was like, got up in his living room. It was like Rocky had just knocked out everyone in the world. I was like, yeah, you suck. And Lee was like, this is the best thing ever. And he's like, I'm never going to hear it. And then I'm like, did I max out on points? No. And I still beat you. Yes. Yeah, it was amazing, and it was a great, great run event. He did a phenomenal job. His crew did a phenomenal job, and they sold me on that. And I, you know, I hope to get out there again someday with John, so we can wheel with the boys and girls again of North Dakota. So check them out if you haven't already. Good group of guys and girls. So that was my story with John. Do you have one? Do you got a story of John? Motorama?
Nope.
No, I mean, Motorama was pretty good. I mean, no.
Enroll the credits.
What I'm looking forward to is the to come with John.
Yeah.
The events to come.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Are what I'm looking forward to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are fun.
You know, there are rumors floating around the internet and the dark web of where Mr. Baskins might show up this year.
Yeah, it's true.
So, you know, I'm really excited to see where Mr. Baskins might pop up this year. So if you're interested in that, go peruse in the dark web and see what's out there.
No, don't do that. What he says, the opposite. No, the opposite.
No, he does not take Bitcoin.
No, he does not. So we're going to do a giveaway courtesy of Power Shift. For those who are watching, Woodchuck, you're going to have to get up and watch to make sure you see who the first one is. If they may not be it because not all comments come through, but if you are the first one to guess this correct, how many are watching? 12?
23.
All right.
You got four over there.
They don't count. This is the one. Sorry, guys. I love
this camera.
Yeah.
Got to go over there to that camera.
The winner is going to get this PowerShift RC Technologies banner right here. So the first person, there you go, show it off with that one, there you go.
Sorry you people don't get to win. But
the first person to get this question right wins this, except for the two people that are in the picture if they're watching. So anybody else but these two. So who at Shred the Ledge at Field and Forest won this race? First person to guess right gets the PowerShift RC's banner. That is Burt Melchner and Max. Anybody? Oh, everyone's nervous. They're like, we weren't there. That's right, because you guys shit. All right, here we go.
Jason Hoy says Ivan. No.
No, it's not Ivan.
Dave Nixon says guy on the right.
That doesn't work.
Jamie Morley says Bert.
Bert. Jamie wins the Power Shift RC.
Do you know where we go?
Actually, no. Not Bert. Not him. He gets one anyway. He's not getting two.
Dimmick says, yeah.
All right.
And then the next two say Matt, right. And they're wrong.
Since Mort is getting one anyway, because it's here at my house, we're going to give it to the second person who said it. And it looked like it was Mike Dimmick. Congratulations, Mike Dimmick. you'll be getting a Power Shift RC banner. For the rest of you guys, for the rest of the, stay right there, rest of the questions, next shows, we'll be giving away his light pods. You really have a hard time with that, don't you?
Dude, there's no light up here.
No, you don't need the light down. Go to the, oh my God, you're sad. Sad little man. There you go. Look at him.
Oh, it's still dark. Yeah,
you're fine, Pumpkin. Up.
A little up.
There you go. We see it just fine. It's the angle you're at.
All right.
Anyways, we'll be giving those lights away, courtesy of Power Shift RC.
This light is the new host.
Oh, yeah, the new host. Boop, boop, boop.
Hey, howdy, how. Hi, I'm Mr. Hanky.
All right, that's good. Come back.
Hi, I'm Talon.
Well, Chuck's going to be suspended for a couple of shows. You guys, I want to say thank you to John. For those that don't know, John's super shy, doesn't like the camera at all. When he got shoved into the limelight at Motorama, you should have seen him freeze.
Oh, it was crazy.
Like Mr. Freeze. He tried to shove me to take his truck and get anybody. No one knew anything about his truck, so he had to be the one to go talk about it with Parker at Motorama. But he graciously said, yeah, I'll do it, but don't do anything. I was like, all right. I don't know what he means by that, but we kind of do. So we had a great time. We're going out to dinner tonight. I'm super excited about that. I think we're going to roll into, I don't know. We might go to McGillicuddy's in Colchester. Their wings are amazing. I really like their chicken wings. Or we might just go to Milton here. I haven't decided. We'll figure it out. Shit, we might even go somewhere else. We got all night, mate. Well, some of us got all night. So we are done. I think this is it.
I think so.
We covered everything.
It's a pretty good show.
Is there anybody
questions?
No. Do you want to?
Since this is the last time.
Yeah, this is the last time. Anybody want to ask John anything? You know
any
what I mean?
Questions for our special guest.
Oh, and I want to give.
Bye, Victoria.
Lee still over there?
Lee, are you still here?
Lee is on both. I think he's going back and forth. All just right. Speak into one.
I want to give Lee a big shout out for helping me as much as he does. I'll tell you what, that guy has really played a hand in helping me out with Power Shift. And I just want to thank him for that.
Lee is a stand-up dude, man. When I met him, he's a funny guy. I like Lee a lot, and he does a lot for John. Mm-hmm. We appreciate Lee and all his hard work that he does for you. Jake as well, because I know Jake's a machine for you,
Jake
man.
Jake's
been doing a lot. So pretty soon, Power Shift RC is going to be his entire family, and he's going to be like, I have employees. I don't need to hire anyone else.
Isn't that what you have kids for?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right?
Do they raise the yard too?
As soon as they can hold the soldering iron, they're to work.
Nice. Get to work. I need you to solder this up. But Dad, it's heavy. Well, just when you got landscaping duty.
Baby fingers. Yeah. Building small stuff. Small
you can
wires.
Hold the smaller nice. Wires better than me. Yeah.
Nice.
So that's it. We got so much to talk about. So thank you so much. And we will see you guys not next. Well, yeah, we'll do next weekend because it's just Super Bowl's on Sunday. No, we won't because I won't be here.
You won't be here.
There will be no live TV next week because I'll be in South Carolina celebrating a wedding. So you guys, thanks for watching.
Thank you.
Thank you, John Baskins, for being a part of
thank
this.
Thank you, this camera over here.
And we'll catch you guys on the flippity flip.